thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
Jesus stretched his arms out on the cross to die for everyone. Jesus did not gather to himself an exclusive membership. He went to the world with the gospel, and he went to the multitudes with the gospel. And yes, indeed, the world excluded him. But he did not exclude the others from the message. Gnosticism has in it this sense that there is righteousness and truth within the person. And Paul writes to the Colossians, and he deals with this error. He deals with this tendency of mankind to begin to think that righteousness is in themselves. There is enough of what looks like truth in Gnosticism to make it difficult at times for us to see and identify and recognize if we're not careful to look for it. To look for it in our way of relating to the world, in our way of speaking, and in our way of thinking, and in our way of worshiping. The way to God indeed is narrow, but it is not exclusive in the sense that it is only for a certain select few, some elite group of people that God looks down upon as sees as special and more capable and more worthy than others. There is no one that fits that description. This gospel is for the world. This gospel is for everyone, from the worst of sinners in our eyes to the best person we might know. This gospel is for them, and they are in need of this gospel. And Paul writes to the Colossians, and he is dealing with these ideas, and he is addressing those ideas, and though separated by thousands of years and thousands of miles from the life and the place in which these people lived, you and I, here in our own homes, in our own times, we face many of the same problems that they faced. We face many of the same challenges that our fellow believers in Colossae faced. I want you to, those of you that know the Lord, I want you to think about that for just a minute. Because there's more to it than just simply acknowledging and recognizing that the struggles of our day are difficult, aren't they? They are. The things that prevent us from being the people that we desire to be in our heart before God, they are real, and they are struggles that we face every day. They are challenging. They make living the life that we read about in Scripture difficult and hard. But it's always been that way. We're not unique in that sense. It's always been difficult to live in this world as a child of God and live according to the dictates that God has given us in His Word, because the world is living in a false reality. Do you ever think about that? The world that we are living in is living in a false reality. The struggles of our day were shared by the struggles of believers who have come before us. You ever heard the phrase that those who don't read are destined to live but one life? You know, the struggle and the struggle, if you don't read the Scripture, that if you don't read this book, you are destined to live a life only as you see it, as it affects you, and as you think about. A child of God who does not read their Bible is doomed to live a life absence of the knowledge provided through the lives of other believers that God has put in His Word for a reason. But we so often interpret the things of our life and Christianity and our walk with the Lord, we interpret it and see it only in the way in which we have individually experienced it. Now, don't misunderstand. That is what life is about, is an experiential knowledge of God and a walk with Him that is real and sincere in your heart. It's not just following a set of dictated rules. It's not just following a checklist so that you can be a member of a church. It's not just following a to-do list so that you can be looked upon as a Christian. That's not at all what the Christian life is really about. It's about sincerely following the Lord and experiential. But I'll tell you this, God has given us in His Word the examples of so many men and women that have come before us that we might interpret the things that happened to us in the light of the things that have happened to others long before us. Reading David's Psalms, they carry us through times of despair, anxiety, joy, victory, and defeat. Reading about the things that he experienced, reading of Daniel's experience from being exiled out of his homeland and walked into Babylon as a prisoner and thrown into the lion's den, and his friends thrown into the fiery furnace, and the threats that he faced. As we read his lifetime, we see in him and his life what a life spent committed to the purpose of God to honor him in our life. We see what it looks like even in the most difficult of circumstances. We read of Ruth's faithfulness, and it encourages us to faith even when we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, even when we don't understand why our circumstances might be the way they are. And certainly reading the life of Christ shows us the pattern after which we should be ever attempting to walk. If you aren't reading your Bible, you have only your own life to judge your experiences by. And that's not enough. God has given us this Word so that we might understand more about Him. Now specifically with reference to our Scripture here today, this set of Scriptures, we need to be prepared to deal with the false teachings of our day. We need to be prepared for that. And that goes without saying, perhaps. But are you ready to combat the false teachings of our day? There are many. We've spoken a lot recently about the false reality that science is building about life and where it began and how it came to be. But from science to philosophy and everything in between, our culture is inundated with wrong notions of reality. The world is living in a false sense of reality. And it always has, but it is so clear today. The world is living with a false sense of reality. The education systems in our country and our culture are almost fully aligned in their formal assessment, in their formal purposes, fully aligned against Scripture. It cannot be denied because it's been denied that Scripture can be read in so many places. The entertainment industry in our culture is almost entirely set against godliness. It is, and I know I sound like an old curmudgeon, but it's just true. When it comes to expecting young people to control themselves and to learn self-discipline and self-control, our culture has all but raised and waved a white flag. And in so waving that white flag, they've basically extended a permission slip to them to do whatever they feel like doing whenever they feel like doing it. Because we're not combating, and it's not that we can do this on our own, and we're going to talk about that today, but it's always been that way. There's a reality that I think it always will be that way, but may it not be among our own homes and our lives. May we not raise the white flag of surrender to this culture. It's not what Paul did with the Colossians. Epaphras didn't come to Paul and relate to him this story and say, the Colossians, they are true believers. They are sincere believers. I've seen them. I know them. I love them. They believe in Christ. They've been saved. But my goodness, there is just such an enemy around them and a culture around them that is living in a fantasy land, and I'm worried about them, and I don't think there's any hope for them. It's not what Paul did. He did not raise a white flag of surrender. He wrote him a letter, and he taught him. And may we be teaching those around us the same. May we not raise this white flag of surrender and in essence give a permission slip for people to live however that they want. And it's been like this for so long, it's almost an entire generation that knows nothing of committing themselves to anything more than their own desire, their own dreams, their own hopes. These are celebrated things in our culture, so much so that to say something like that out loud sounds odd in our ears. To say that your dreams are not what you should follow. God's will in your life is what you should follow. And I'll tell you, by the way, it's going to be a lot better than any dream that you could come up with anyway. But the world is telling us these things, even adults, today. And that age seems to be getting older and older. But even adults seemingly are given permission slips to do whatever they want to do if the heading is, but I'm not happy. Break every promise they've ever made to anyone around them. As long as the reason is I'm not happy and I must do this in order to be happy, we give them a permission slip. And we raise the white flag of surrender. And we think we're doing it with love. When all we're doing is perpetuating the false reality that people are living in. And Paul writes this letter to the Colossians to combat this false sense of reality. This false notion of what the world is really about. Our culture is living in this make-believe world. And it's portrayed in front of us. Every day. But the thing is, they don't know they are. They don't know it's false. They don't grasp, they don't understand, they don't fully understand what it means that they're living their life based on a false sense of what life itself is. As we have been confronting so often or so much of the time lately, when you believe that you're just an accident of scientific laws and not of design of a God who is in control, you're living in a false sense of reality. And the only way to believe such silly explanations for the beginning of life is to simply accept and continue to live in a false sense of reality. Do you have a strong hold upon reality as it has been defined in the Word of God? Or is your sense of reality much more defined by the world and the culture in which we live? Paul, concerned about the Colossians, after hearing of the testimony of his friend Epaphras, who came and told him about the Colossians, writes a letter to make sure that they had a grasp of the truth, so that they could combat it in their life. Do you have this strong sense of reality, or is your reality more in line with the false concept of reality so prevalent in our times? And if I could put a fine point on it, what is that false sense of reality that seems to be so pervasive in our day? And I ask you at the beginning to give me your attention, and I tell you that many would immediately turn me off after hearing what I'm getting ready to say. They've heard it before, and they don't believe it. But you know what one of the greatest false senses of reality that we live in today? It is this, that everything is about me, for me, because of me, and depends on me.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.